Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle. A little while ago, I was reading in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I read something that reminded me of Luke chapter 19 because of the similarity of the phrase that I saw. You may remember that in Luke chapter 19, we have the story of Zacchaeus, the wee little man who wanted to see Jesus, but he was too short to see over the multitude, so he climbed up into a sycamore tree so that he could see the Lord as he passed by. That when he did pass by, Jesus looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." Well, what ended up happening there was that people were saying that Jesus went to the house of a sinner, for Zacchaeus, that wee little man, was a powerful tax collector. He was rich and he was dishonest. But with the teaching that Jesus gave when he went into his house, Zacchaeus became a new creation. In fact, the change was immediate, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Now, that was a big change for a publican, a tax collector, such as Zacchaeus. It didn't go without being noticed by Jesus, because Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house," and then that key phrase that I was reminded of, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That, of course, was the mission of Jesus. He left heaven that he might become one of us, to experience every kind of temptation, yet without sin, so that he could be the sinless sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and what he did to save us was the ultimate sacrifice, for he surrendered his own life on the cross of Calvary, and through his blood we have been made clean. That is, those of us who have received the gift of salvation. But again, I was in 1 Timothy when I thought of Zacchaeus and Jesus' response to his salvation, and it is so similar to what Paul says that I am once again encouraged, because in such instances I see the harmony, the unity of the entire Word of God, and that just makes me trust the Bible even more. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul had greeted Timothy, the young pastor who had been under his tutelage and was now serving the Lord. And in verses 15 and following, we see that Paul wrote, "This is a faithful saying and worth all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." And then he went on to explain that for this reason, "I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life." Now Zacchaeus came to Jesus and listened and responded and was changed, for Paul had been a Pharisee who persecuted the church of Jesus Christ, but Jesus sought him out and met him on the road to Damascus, and that is where Paul came to know the Savior, because Jesus did what he told those who witnessed Nicodemus's change. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, and Paul was lost. Paul pauses to give God a great shout-out, for he said, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, after Paul briefly gave his testimony, he wanted to shout out to the Lord that he deserved all of the glory in that Paul, the chief of sinners, according to his testimony, was transformed and became Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. And in Paul's mind, he couldn't continue with the letter without giving God this high praise. And what I'd like you to do today is something quite similar to what Paul did. And if you have not yet received Jesus as your Savior, that's where you start. Call on Jesus to save you from the punishment of your sin. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So acknowledge your sin and acknowledge that you understand that Jesus died for your sin, was buried, and rose again on that third day, and call on him to be your Savior. See, the Bible says, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, so he is waiting for you to call out in prayer, Jesus, save me. And if you do that, or if you've already done that, before you do anything else, give God the praise and glory he deserves. And then my challenge continues. Tell others what you've already told God, that Jesus sought, found, and saved a sinner who honors the Lord and has a message to share. Yes, share your testimony and tell others what Jesus has done for you. I hope you'll join me in telling others, and I hope you join me tomorrow for more Moments of Grace, because I will be here for you. So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.